Hello and welcome to Core Women. My name is Dr. Summer Watson, and I'm the founder of Core Women, and I'm also an empowerment strategist for women. So if you're listening to this podcast to delve more into empowerment strategies, well, you're here for the right reason. However, Core Women was also developed because it's a special place that provides a unique idea of home for the hearts and souls of women. It's a place for us to share our strength, energy, wisdom, and authenticity. It's a place for women to find support and strategic empowerment ideas that will help support their lives.
Today on the show, I'd like to welcome Dr. Michelle Mudge Riley, who is the CEO and founder of an educational company called Scout a Career that provides support and resources to those looking at a second career or a career transition. She has spent the past 14 years assisting physicians and other mid-career professionals with career strategy. You have had a very interesting journey, Dr. Mudge Riley, so let's get right into talking about it. And let's start off by talking about your medical school journey and your credentials. Thank you for being on the show today.
Hi, yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get to talking about your medical school journey and your credentials and how that developed.
Yeah, so I have 4 degrees, and I recommend people do not do what I did and get 4 degrees because it's just not necessary. And oftentimes it is not a good idea financially or time-wise to spend all that time in school. I started out as a physician. I'd always wanted to be a doctor. And then I collected a few other degrees as I tried to kind of figure out my path, which led me to starting this company and really helping others who are looking at their second career and either considering another degree or trying to figure out what their options are. We strive to help people save money and time, but still figure out what it is they want to do and get into it so that they can live happier, more fulfilled lives.
Gotcha. And so you basically started off with going to med school, and you took that entire journey. So tell me, when you finished that journey, what made you stop and think, you know what? I'm not sure I want to go down the road of being a practitioner. I want to do something different with this degree. I want to do something different with my degrees. When was that that you just kind of did that reflection?
Well, so it wasn't something I anticipated because I had wanted to be a doctor for so many years. I think I was in the 4th grade when I realized, or I made some epiphany, I don't remember how, but we were standing in an airport going on a family vacation or coming back, or those details are kind of foggy. But I remember turning to my father, and I was holding some of those little airplane wings that the kids used to get when they would fly. Right. And I told him, you know, I think I'm going to be a doctor when I grow up. And he was, of course, very excited because most parents are really happy to hear that their kids are interested in doing something that to most people means they will have financial stability and job security and, you know, autonomy in their careers and mastery over a certain subject. So he was very happy, as was my mom. And I was encouraged throughout my schooling to continue on, and you can do it. You can be a doctor. And so I went straight through school and went to med school straight after college. And medical school were some of the best years of my life. I don't hear that from every doctor that I've talked to. But I really enjoyed med school. I made some really great friends there who I'm still friends with. And it was just such interesting stuff. So as I was kind of going through my training, I couldn't find one area that I felt like was going to be the best fit for me for the next 40 years. And in fact, it was the work of being a doctor was much different than the training and the education, and really was having a hard time coming to grips with making that work for me. So I took some time away and I worked for a year at a medical device company. And I thought, you know, there are so many gaps in what I'm doing and just knowing how to work. And what I want to do. And so that led me down the path of getting some more degrees and really trying to figure out what my options were and what I could do, and building those skill sets that I didn't have because I had just been going to school my entire life.
Right, right. And I think that's a really important point that you're making, in that, you know, sometimes students come out of school, especially after so many years of school, not having that real work experience. And having worked with many interns now and in the past, you know, one of the things I have expressed to them is it's really important to get an internship, to do something while you're going to school, so that when you get out there, you have a little bit more of an idea of what's out there that's being offered that might be of interest to you, number one. Number two, you're not feeling so green when you go out into the workforce. And number three, you might have made some connections and networks that might help you actually get into the workforce. So since you mentioned that, you know, and having gone to school for so many years and not really having that work experience, it's something really important, I think, that we want to have as young people, and that they should have, because otherwise we just don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I really like the fact that you are currently with Scout a Career. You really have developed a company that works with folks that are mid-career professionals to determine what it is that they want to do now. Let's say the age range. Give me an age range of folks that you usually see.
So the typical person that is needing help from us is anywhere from 35 to 55. There are older individuals between 55 and about 70 who also find us, but they're in a different place. Generally, they already have a nest egg and they're looking for their encore career or their second career or third or fourth career with more of a different focus, kind of a service-oriented, giving back focus, because they've already built their nest egg and their financial future is secure. The individuals that need the most help, the mid-career professionals, are those that still need to make a certain amount of money, but are looking for either something that is more interesting to them because they've been working in their current field for a while, and that can be from 2 years to 15 years, or they're just not satisfied with what they're doing. They thought they would be. They went through a bunch of training. Maybe they're an accountant or an attorney or physician or pharmacist. I mean, the list goes on, but they realize that the actual work isn't as fulfilling as they thought it would be. And so they're kind of in a hard place because they were anticipating this really secure financial future, and now they're just unhappy and not really sure what to do, but knowing that they cannot keep doing what they're doing for the next 30 or 40 years. Right. So we help them with options and how to get into something else, either translating their skill set or just understanding how to transition into something either related to their education and background or totally different, without going back for a 4 to 6 year education commitment. There are also veterans who are transitioning into the civilian world who aren't really sure what it is that they want to do because they've done one thing for so long in kind of a different space, and right, just not really understanding the best way to network or to find a job or even what job is most appropriate for them. So right, those are kind of the range of people that we work with.
Well, that's fantastic, because being a military spouse for 21 years, I took it upon myself many situations to really help veterans transition. And what I mean by that is, and you're exactly right, kind of piggybacking on what you just said about veterans, is that they've been in a job for 10, 15, 20, 30 years in the military, and they really don't know, one, what it means to get out and get a career and what that transition looks like. That's number one. Number two, even how to do a resume these days, whether it's a right, functional resume or a different type of resume, they don't really understand what that means or what that looks like. They probably have had a week-long transitional course and that's it after 10, 15, 30 years. So to offer this type of service is phenomenal for our veterans because they really need some guidance. So many times I took it upon myself to do resumes and, you know, teach them how to go and maneuver through USA Jobs, you know, if they're looking for a federal government job or how to look for a civilian job. And for them, that was so wonderful and they felt so thankful. So what you're doing is fabulous, especially when it comes to, you know, our mid-career level professionals as well as our veterans. So I'm going to take you back just a little bit because I think it's really interesting. And I would like you to talk a little bit more about this, about your journey of having finished medical school and then looking back and saying, I don't think I'm going to be a practitioner right now. Even though you didn't have experience, like that's a huge decision. And that's one decision that at a later date, I'll tell you about, you know, what has happened to me. And I made that very tough decision too, but how that felt for you as a young person saying, I've done so much school and now I'm going to do a career shift here. I'm going to do a transition. Yeah. How did that feel for you?
Yeah, it is so hard, as I know that, you know, yeah. It's on so many different levels, because most people who are not within that field or who don't have a professional degree can't understand why it is you've gone to school for so long, spent so much money, and worked so hard towards this, and you're just gonna give it all up. You don't want to do it. So there's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of potential shame. There's a lot of fear. Just a lot of questioning your own self, and am I making the right decision? Why don't I want to do this? Is it just because I can't handle it? You know, what's going on? And so on top of that, you have to figure out what it is you are going to do, because most of us can't just, you know, lay around and wait and just be depressed the whole time. I mean, you have to run towards something,
right,
and really start figuring out how to make your life the life that you're looking for. And so you're battling all these different emotions. And on top of that, you have financial pressures. And so it is a really, really hard time. And I felt like a huge failure for a while. I just started talking about my story just really out of desperation, because I didn't know what else to do. And it was therapeutic for me to write about it. Timing is, I guess, everything. And my story got picked up in a couple of places. And interestingly, other doctors started to reach out to me and tell me that they weren't happy either. And maybe they had been through a few more years than I had, because I was younger, relatively young when I left. I was not in my 50s. But they told me that they were, and they had been happy for a really long time and really weren't sure what to do. And
right,
they felt like I was doing something right by leaving early if I wasn't happy. And so that really helped me. And then others asked for my advice on how to write a resume or how to network or how to find another job. Because at that point, I was serving as director of wellness and medical management for a brokerage firm, a position I convinced a company to create for me, and one that really worked out well for me for a while. So it was a very interesting time. I started doing a lot of coaching, and I'd never wanted to be a coach or even in that position at all. I thought I was going to be a doctor for the rest of my life.
Right.
But that really started my journey into creating a company and helping people. And it was purely a coaching company for a long time. And just about 3 years ago, did it start to scale up into something where we have video modules and different options for people to understand through an online video library of people talking about their careers and why they've chosen their careers and the pros and the cons and different ways of understanding what sorts of education options are the best. So are trade schools a good idea, or are apprenticeships helpful, and how can they be helpful, and what kind of money can you make doing them? What kind of jobs can you have? What's your work-life balance? And there are a lot of corporate people who find us and who are saying, I don't want to be working 12 to 14 hour days anymore. I want to be on my own schedule and still make six figures, but you know, this corporate life I'm done with. So
right.
That's kind of where we're headed, is working with individuals and continuing to help them with their options and what the realities are of those options, because that was something that I needed. So we still do a lot of coaching, but it's also more moving towards providing even more resources, just because I see that's what people need.
Absolutely. And then strategizing with them, you know, and understanding that you can come up with a game plan together that really works for them. And maybe there just weren't strategies that they had thought about or they didn't even know about. So working with somebody, and especially, you know, like going even back to your journey, where you connected with people and said, you know, wow, this is, you know, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I chose to do, and this is now my journey. At least you had some insight at that moment, saying, hey, this is not the road that I want to go down. But you got back up and you said, hey, this is the way that I want to go, and you start creating a life that you wanted to live, versus, you know, fitting into a puzzle, and this was the piece that fit that puzzle, and you know, you created your own puzzle essentially, which is fantastic. So you know, yeah, absolutely. And at such a young age too, because again, like you were talking about, it could be really tough and there can be a lot of guilt, and you can look at, and people look at you and go, why? You just went through all that school. But you know, you were brave enough to take the leap and say, you know what? That's just not the journey. However, with all that school and all the interaction and what you've learned, you were able, I'm sure, to bring that forward with you and apply that in what you do today.
Well, hopefully,
you know, yeah, you know, and making yourself and also other physicians aware that they have choices, because you're not the only physician I've heard say, this isn't right for me. It's getting really tough out there for doctors, and not just because of liability, insurance, and overhead, and all these different things, but working hours, and there's just so many things. And sometimes they look at it and say, you know what? Is this what I anticipated it being?
Right.
You know, and sometimes they're onto a different path. And I love what you're doing, because you can actually support them in creating a new path or a new map for themselves. So with that said, let's talk about the direction that you're going in regards to your coaching business. I know you talked a little bit about that, but also about some of the seminars and the topics that you speak on.
Sure. Yeah. So the coaching business, like I said, evolved a few years ago. I still do a lot of coaching, but I also have a team of people that help me with the coaching and then the other resources that we provide, because I'm only one person and I only have so much time in a day. But if people are interested in hearing more, I do a lot of talks. I'll generally be at 3 or 4 conferences a year. Sometimes more, but that's pretty solid to imagine that I'll be at 3 or 4, and just talking about my journey and building the company and the resources that we provide. So I try to choose the conferences based on where I'm going to be the most helpful for the attendees. And I think the next one that I'm going to be at is in the spring, and I'm actually hosting one myself. So that's going to be interesting. It'll be my first conference that I've actually held. So we'll see how that goes. But when you're doing, when you're doing it yourself, you're able to bring in speakers that that you feel like might be really helpful for people, and you have a little bit more control over the content. So again, we'll see. I may go back to just speaking at conferences and not holding them. But we'll see.
Right. Well, some of the, you know, in reading about you, some of the topics that you have spoken on are change management, career transition, motivation, wellness and health education. So are those still some of the things that you intend to speak on throughout the year, or are there different subject areas as well?
Yeah. And my passion is really career strategy and helping people figure out what it is they want to do to make them happy, to help them lead to the life that they want. But I have a medical degree and I'm a dietitian as well, so I can speak on nutrition and some of the fads and some of the different pros and cons of the nutrition headlines that are out there, kind of debunking the junk and talking right. about genetics and genomics and where personalized medicine is going. So, I have a pretty big repertoire of topics to speak on.
Right.
But my first passion.
And you're a biker and a runner. You do a lot.
I am. Yeah. Well, got to keep myself healthy in order to do all this stuff, you know? Absolutely. Otherwise, I don't have the energy.
Right. And let's go back to, that's true. And your first passion is, I'm sorry, say that again.
Oh, so my first passion is just helping people figure out what it is they want to do. Work is something that provides so much fulfillment for people that even those who have a disability, they're looking to work. Those that can't figure out what it is they want to do, they want to do something at least to give them that, as well as to give them that financial incentive as well. So it's just something that touches everyone, and it's so important to everyone. And I guess that's why it's important to me.
Awesome. Okay. So with that said, if you were to leave the listeners with some words of wisdom, what would they be?
Yeah. So the thing that I tell people is my biggest mistake was losing confidence in myself. And while you can be too overconfident for sure, there's a need to make sure that you recognize the value that you bring and that you're able to communicate that value, because nobody else can do that for you. So really figuring out how to do that in a humble yet confident way will really help you move forward. That and kind of running towards something versus running away from something. Again, double-edged sword in that you don't want to run towards too many things, because not only are you distracted by everything, but you also can not finish what you start. You know, I kind of fell into that a couple of times. But it really kind of brings that positive attitude, that positivity to your life. And those two things, that confidence in yourself and that positivity, they can get you so far when you're really feeling down and like you're not sure what direction to go in.
Right. Well, those are wonderful words of wisdom. And I really like that you mentioned communicate your value. And many times people sometimes don't even know what their value is. So I love that you have Scout a Career, because you can also help them understand what that value is and what they bring. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with us today on the Core Women Podcast, Dr. Mudge Riley.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. To find out more about Dr. Mudge Riley and her coaching services, please go to www.scoutacareer.com and her IG and Facebook page at Career Change Dog. Thank you so much.
If you need a strategic empowerment coach, contact me. If you want to tell your story of empowerment or how you have reconstructed your life to drive change, send me a video or an email of your story, providing permission to use it on my social media platforms. If you want to be featured on my podcast, reach out to me at info@corewomen.com. I want to hear from you and to get to know you. You are now part of the Core Women home. Let's get to know each other. Let's learn from one another. Please follow Core Women on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please let your women friends know about this podcast. If you write about Core Women in your social media posts, please hashtag Core Women. This is all about women. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about Core Women, and please stay tuned for continued growth of the Core Women movement. Let's grow and drive change together.